Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, yesterday you may have noticed about the 45-minute mark, we were beginning to read off the homosexual manifesto, and mysteriously we were cut off. I cannot tell you the last time that happened. And was it by chance? I don't know exactly, but the weather was beautiful here. There was no issues whatsoever. So what we're going to do is we're going to take the time to oblige the situation, regardless if it was purposed or it happened by chance, by rereading the homosexual manifesto. And you can go ahead and tell me if it's a satire or if it's become a reality. See, because we see that the homosexuals refute this by saying that, you know, it's a satire. Why was it brought forth then to the Congress? Why was it implemented into the congressional or entered into the congressional record in February of 1987? If it was just satire, if it was just a joke. No, they like to say it's satire so it can become a reality, so the people at large will just fall for whatever they have to say. And so in saying that, friends, we're going to oblige the situation by reading it off. If we have any more mishaps, we will pick it up. We will go back live instantaneously. We have a phone on hand in case anything like that happens again. So friends, welcome to the show. I wanted to let you know that that's what we're going to be talking about. I also want to lay out the premise of hate crimes, and I also want to go forth and show you just exactly how it started at the beginning of this criminal's administration. And I'll get to that right after this, probably after the first segment here. But in saying that, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. It is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check out our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, or you can go over to Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E Bradley Dean on Facebook, Sons of Liberty on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and phone lines will be accessible over the next hour, 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Let's go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick, folks. I wanted to let you know that you have an opportunity again. You have about 15 days left. Win a Joshua MK5. Again, what you want to do is go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, scroll down just a little bit, scroll down just a little bit on the right side, and you can see that beautiful weapon. You got 15 or 14, I don't know the exact number of days right now, but you still have a good opportunity, a good chance. So go ahead and throw your name in the hat and see if it's not you that wins that beautiful Joshua MK5. Also wanted to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, and let you know there's a lot happening. And by the way, why are we staying this radical homosexual agenda? Because we want you to understand that you're being lied to. We want you to understand that the state-controlled media is pushing these uproars, as we've heard, across the land. It's all fabricated. It's all propaganda. Again, friends, you take the pictures. I'll create the war. That's exactly what these people are doing. The state-controlled media is busy trying to shove the radical homosexuals initiative and their agenda and propaganda onto the American people, like it or not. I want to remind you people, the only time that they can get away with this sort of stuff is when you bend down so they can ride your back. We don't want them riding our back, friends, so stand up. And the way that you do that is just simply stand completely up and deal with the issues at hand and shut them down. It's all a lie. It's fabricated on a lie. It's premised on a lie. It's contrived through a lie. There's nothing true about it. They don't have the support, and that's exactly why they're trying to overthrow the opinion, the voice of opinion out there in this land. They want you to believe that there is a lot more of them than there really is. But again, we're going to get to that in just a couple minutes. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, again, accommodating the homosexuals. The more they attack, every time they do, friends, they're going to get a 10 back from my side. Homosexual zealots to Christians in Indiana, get back on the plantation. Friends, you need to understand who the enemy is here. Hillary Clinton clearly lied about the reasons for her illegal email server, and these emails verify it. Go ahead and check that out, sonsoflibertymedia.com, folks. Criminal family, criminal syndicate. Same thing with the Bushes. Going to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, Indiana Christian pizzeria, attacked by sodomite terrorists, received huge support afterwards. It's also coming out right now, friends, that was completely contrived out of the air. It didn't happen. It doesn't exist. But go ahead and check out the article. Weigh it out for yourself and pull the curtain back and find out if it be true or nay. These skeptics attempted to deny resurrection of Christ, but became converts to Christ. Amen. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Indiana hysteria and the radical left's true objective. Again, friends, you need to understand these are totalitarian methods. If re-election is the goal, Americans will never take a stand. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also wanted to let you know, friends, we see Senator Bob Menendez. He just got popped, indicted on federal corruption charges. And friends, for those that did not know, he was also a pedophile. And he also is a pedophile, and he's been busted concerning those issues as well, but that didn't come to the light. And now we see federal corruption charges, and we find out that just today he was standing before a judge. But this is a good step in the right direction, friends, because justice is the guardian of liberty. We also need to understand we need to take this up the ladder. And I also want you to understand that if he's being popped, he's being popped because there was no way that he would get out of it. This is what the American people need to do concerning this criminal administration every step of the way. Also going over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the United Nuts gotta go, said Joe Messina, a contributor for SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. He's talking about the United Nations and what they're propagating again and attempting to perpetuate upon the people worldwide. Come down from the cross, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also have Bakersfield Abortion Business hospitalizes second woman this year, seventh since 2012. Friends, we have our friends over at Operation Rescue, Troy Newman, second to none, friends. The guy is getting the job done. Abortion clinics, for those that did not know, are being shut down in droves across the land. These murderers are also being found with infractions concerning how they operate through their criminal abortion. I don't care if they, folks, I don't care if the Supreme Court said that it's legal or not. It's illegal, okay? And when you have a government and a Supreme Court sanctioning the murder of the innocent in the womb, that should tell you the level that you should trust this government and how far you can throw them. And you probably can't throw them that far, correct? But in saying that, friends, going back to Troy Newman, this guy's finding infractions concerning these abortion doctors, these murderous doctors, and he's getting them thrown in jail, and he's getting their clinics shut down. And again, I want to let you know that the posterity that I see on a 24/7 basis when I'm dealing with them in the public arena, these are the ones that are wearing T-shirts saying, "You're not going to kill off my generation." They're standing up to what's going on. Folks, I also want you to remember that our posterity is not biting onto the hook that's being thrown to them through the state-controlled media. They're trying to figure out why the older generation is the ones that are biting on. We're going to come right back, and we're going to talk about how did this hate crime hoax start concerning this criminal administration at the present. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to pull up Tim Brown, senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick and set the record straight on one of these issues I was just bringing forth. And I'm looking for it right now, Tim, on sonsoflibertymedia.com. I know it had something to do with the pizzeria in Indiana. Can you go ahead and set that record straight, please?
Yeah, the story that we have on sonsoflibertymedia.com is actually a real story. The punchline is that PJ Media is reporting that it's the initial response from the pizzeria was a non-story. In other words, Huffington Post sent in people and asked them, without any, you know, reason to do so, would you cater to a same-sex wedding? And the lady said, no, we wouldn't do that.
Yep.
So they made a story out of it. As a result, you've got this high school teacher who apparently wanted to have something like that, and she's the one who called for the pizzeria to be burned down.
Yeah, yeah.
She lost her job as a result of it.
Amen. Amen. Yep. Good. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Amen.
Very much. Hey, folks, we got lots to talk about again, so we're going to cover as much as possible. I also want to let you know, just to show you the support that these radicals have, I shared a story with you yesterday, but I want to take you to the Minnesota State Fair a couple years back. We just set up our booth, and in the process of doing that, Channel 9, which is a very liberal communist organization, it's a state-controlled media outlet here in the state of Minnesota, and they came over to us and they said, that, well, you're on the hate group list of SPLC, and we explained to them SPLC and who they were and exactly, you know, how they actually supported the KKK and so on and so forth, and they stand in contradiction of themselves. They fall into the pit that they themselves have dug. And not only do they strain at the net and swallow the camel, folks, they create everything along the way to, again, give the American people the impression that these homosexuals are just the victims, when in fact they're not at all. And what's interesting about that is, well, we heard that it went up to the management up at the Minnesota State Fair, and the manager basically came back and told these radicals, you know what, we've had no issues with this group whatsoever. We don't know what you're talking about. And what we did find out, it was one individual that basically, when he reported it to Channel 9, that he said to them, he said, you know, I work for this organization, and I just want to let you know that Sons of Liberty over there and Bradley Dean, they're a part of the hate group, and I want to let you know that all these people are protesting, and this, that, and the other thing. And what I did is we actually did our homework. We called the management, found nothing behind it. This individual actually told Channel 9 that he worked at the Minnesota State Fair. We found out that was a lie. Then what we did is we found out the guy's website. We went to his website. Friends, he had 5 followers. Did you hear what I said? He had 5 followers. And what they wanted to do is they wanted to embellish it. They wanted to blow it up like it was a big deal. And all these people were protesting my ministry, friends. Which, regardless if they do or not, go for it. If Christ be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto them. But see, what happens is every time they attack the righteous, they draw a crowd to listen to the message of the righteous, only to find out those that basically brought the draw on are the ones that were lying. So we appreciate the fact that we get this opposition and persecution from these criminals. And friends, that's exactly what they are, because you do not have the right to go into a movie theater and shout fire, do you? Well, then why is it that the state-controlled media, in your minds, have the right to go ahead and do it whenever they want to and stick a jihad on whoever they want to or defame anybody that they want to? Folks, they don't have the right to do that. And when the American people stand up and shut them down and hold them accountable for every lie that they continuously perpetuate on a daily basis and promulgate across the boards, friends, when you hold them accountable, then and only then is it going to stop. But again, just proving to you, friends, they do not have the support. Now, let me go over to this. Many will remember this. During the beginning of this criminal's administration in Washington, D.C., do you remember during the massive Tea Party rally outside of Congress? There was a group of, I got to name the party here. The Democrats were videotaped walking into the Capitol, and the protesters were chanting "Kill the Bill" as they walked by. Okay, now a story that appears to be a complete fabrication has gained national media attention because a radical homosexual and sodomite and pedophile Rep. Barney Frank said he was called a faggot, and 2 black reps say they heard anti-black racial slurs, and 1 black congressman says he was spit upon. Now keep in mind, friends, it was videotaped. This is why I videotape every single thing I do. Because they will step into it every time, friends. Now, however, going back, the entire event was captured on multiple video cameras, and none of the video supports any of their claims. In fact, all of the congressmen had armed security, and anyone spitting on a congressman would have been immediately arrested. I got a couple questions there. Why do they need armed guards to protect them from the people that they serve? Well, the problem is they don't serve the people. That's why they have armed guards. And why would they be arrested even if they did spit? And I'm not condoning that whatsoever. What, do they have special rights? I mean, if a guy spits on me, does the cop come over and arrest him? No. Well, why would one that represents we the people? They're a servant to the people. Going back, however, the communist media is reporting that as if it actually happened. They do this all the time, friends. This mirrors false media reports about racial slurs and death threats, rallies during the presidential race. The stories were completely invented by radical communist reporters and even denied by Secret Service agents in the crowds at these rallies. It's all created. So this big uproar happening in Indiana is all contrived by the state-controlled media. There isn't a big uproar. Just like Ferguson, Missouri wasn't a big uproar. It was all contrived. And it backfired. And this one's going to backfire as well. People are at the point in this country where they have drawn the line and they're saying enough is enough. But I want to tell you something. They're going further than that. They're saying, you know what, we need indictments. We need impeachments. We need indictments. We need charges brought against these people. That's exactly right. That is exactly right, because this is what's going to put this to a stop. And we do need some indictments. We do need criminal charges concerning those that are responsible for contriving these stories. And I'm talking about the politicians as well that are going along with it, because they know exactly what's going on. They're a part of the game. They're a part of the charade, friends. Now, I want to go back to something I wanted to hit on yesterday. And again, friends, we're just accommodating the radical homosexuals today on this radio show, okay? They want to continuously attack innocent people in this country. We're going to call them out for their crimes. Now, when we go back to the premise of hate crimes. I want you to listen carefully where this came about and how it was developed, okay, and where it was contrived. So, by the way, of the inception from the radical gay agenda, we also know it's a contrived lie that Matthew Shepard all started from a man by the name of James Byrd Jr. Now, James Byrd Jr., who the hate crimes is named after, along with Matthew Shepard, was a black man who was murdered by three white men in Jasper, Texas, in June of 1998. The men offered Byrd a ride, but instead of bringing him to his destination, they beat him and then dragged Byrd behind a pickup truck along an asphalt pavement after they wrapped a heavy logging chain around his ankles. Byrd was pulled along for about 2 miles as the truck swerved from side to side. Byrd, who remained conscious throughout the dragging, was killed when his body hit the edge of a culvert, cutting off his right arm and his head. The murderers drove on for another mile before dumping the rest of his body in front of an African American cemetery. The same year, Matthew Shepard was brutally beaten, tied to a fence, and left for the dead. This was portrayed as a hate crime because Shepard was homosexual, when in fact it was a bungled burglary not motivated by hate whatsoever. Remember, friends, all crime is motivated by hate. Okay? Now, recently, one of Shepard's murderers told ABC News that he was high on crystal meth during the attack, and it was the drugs that sparked his rage, not Shepard's orientation. And during the trial, however, the killers remained silent about this issue in exchange for not receiving the death sentence. Who told them to stand down? And why? Now, Ben Fritzen, a former police detective and one of the lead investigators on the case, even told ABC News that Matthew Shepard's sexual preference or sexual orientation certainly was not the motive in this homicide. If it was not Shepard, they would have found another easy target. What it really came down to, really, is drugs and money and two punks that were out looking for it. You know, it's amazing how these lies just get out there and everybody believes them for a moment. But I want to tell you something. Truth crushed to the earth will rise again and 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 again, because the seed of the righteous has forever, and so is the righteousness of a most holy and just God. Folks, it's all contrived. It's all contrived. We're going to go over to some more self-inflicted hate crimes, even in high schools, friends. We'll go to some of these colleges and we'll give you a little more taste as to what the homosexuals mix up every day of the week so they can play the victim. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I hope you're hearing a little attitude, friends, because I'm sick and tired of these people playing the victim. I'm really tired of it. When you go to a guy by the name of Dan Savage, who was handpicked by Barack Hussein Obama, he is the guy, by the way. Remember what I defined hate crimes out as to be. It came directly from ABC News, and I brought the parallel between Matthew Shepard, that lie, and how they tagged their shirt to James Byrd. And I want to tell you something, friends. My black preacher friends and the black communities don't like the fact that the homosexuals are equating their choices and their sinful choices to the color of the black folks' skin, friends. They don't like it at all. And when you go to hate crimes and you see this and you see what it's defined out to be, here, let me just reiterate this real quick. Remember that James Byrd was drugged behind a pickup truck along asphalt pavement. Going back to Dan Savage, it gets better. This radical homosexual who wrote a foreword to a book. I'm sorry, he didn't write a foreword. Forgive me. I was thinking about Kevin Jennings there, the other radical homosexual. Interestingly enough, he wrote a book called Skipping to Gomorrah. He's the guy that used to lick door handles to make sure his political opposition gets sick. This is the guy Barack Hussein Obama handpicked. His organization is called It Gets Better. If you go to his Google, nothing negative on him. And friends, people are writing about this sick-minded individual all day long. And I also want you to keep in mind, friends, going back to Dan Savage, keep in mind hate crimes, what are they premised on? A brutal crime, no question about it. But did you know that Dan Savage said of his political opposition that he wants them drugged behind a truck until there's nothing left but the rope? Do you see? Friends, I don't know why on a daily basis, when I deal with this very issue, I'm making the same points. I know men need to be told things twice. But this information is so important for people across the boards to understand as to what they're trying to do here. We can go over to some of the high schools. This one is incredible, friends. A rash of gay bashing incidents at Tamala Pius High School was the work of a student gay leader who claimed she was the victim of hate crimes. The 17-year-old girl, a top athlete who leads the school's Gay Straight Alliance, told the authorities she was the perpetrator of the incidents, which including scrawling "die fag" on her car and at school. The individual's own statements substantiated the evidence previously gathered as to the source of vandalism and annoying phone calls. Mill Valley Police Department Captain James Wickham said in a press release, other incidents involved teachers who got threatening phone messages and a typed message using an anti-gay language that was sent to administrators. Self-inflicted hate crimes, friends. Evidence developed during the course of the investigation indicted the student victim was actually the person that was perpetuating the crime. Yet she was playing the victim. She was responsible for the crimes, Wickman said. It has been determined that all the incidents have been committed by a single individual. But the student was not identified by the police. And I want you to listen carefully, friends. What is more, the local professional victims group is upset that the information about the hoax was made public. They're mad that it was made public. They're mad that she was exposed for inflicting her own hate crimes. Paula Paletke, executive director of a Spectrum, San Anselmo's Spectrum, a lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender advocacy group, was surprised that the police released a statement on the matter. She said it was unfortunate that this information is being released to the public in this manner. She said, the next few weeks will no doubt be difficult for everyone involved, and I hope the community reacts with compassion. You're to show compassion on the individual that was creating the crimes to blame the innocent for a crime that they did not commit. And how ridiculous when judgment, or let me say it this, how ridiculous that anyone would suggest that we're to overlook judgment because of kindness, friends, then love wounds itself by killing justice. These radical homosexuals didn't want you to find out about what they were doing. Even when they went up the channel, the ladder, the flagpole, they didn't want you knowing that it was the radical lesbian in the high school that was actually perpetuating the crimes where she was playing the victim. They want you to show compassion on them when Scripture tells us exactly the opposite. If they mean to bring forth charges against you and you're innocent and they're guilty, you're to do to them what they meant to do to you. Read the book of Deuteronomy, friends. Let's go to San Diego. News ignites more protests at the UC San Diego. A student who admits she hung it in the campus library has been suspended. Oh, my goodness. My goodness, I'll tell you what, you would have the whole homosexual community up in a big roar if it was true. A UC San Diego student admitted Friday to hanging a rope noose from a campus library bookcase in an act that triggered more protests at a school already roiled by other recent racially charged incidents. Folks, they're encouraged to do this too, by the way. You need to understand they're encouraged to do this. See, what they don't want is they don't want you finding out about what they're doing, though, as you can see. See, and the problem that they're having is they can't find across the boards people that are actually committing the crimes that they want them to commit. So they have to create them themselves. Angry students responded to the incident by storming and occupying the offices of the UC San Diego Chancellor Mary Ann Fox. The sit-in continued for about 6 hours Friday and ended without arrest. A sympathy protest at UCLA lasted about an hour, officials said. The San Diego police confirmed that the student contacted them Friday morning and acknowledged responsibility for placing the noose the night before on a lamp fixture at top a seventh-floor bookcase in the campus's main library. Police did not release the woman's name or race or provide any information about the motive. Why are the police protecting these people? Why are the police protecting these people, friends? The incident was the latest in a series of events sparking racial tensions and concern at the San Diego campus on February 15th, an off-campus party described as a Compton cookout. mocked Black History Month, leading to a large student protest. And a few days later, a campus satire group defended the party and used a derogatory term about blacks on a campus television show. Fox said she suspended the student who hung the noose pending further investigations. Wow! Man, who are they the victims of? Boy, oh boy, the American people are playing the stooge, aren't they? Aren't they playing the stooge here? And when you have governors and politicians going along with it, friends, they are a part of the very issue that you are dealing with. They mean to overthrow your sovereignty. And again, as I shared with you yesterday, as these people are crying out for their rights that God did not give them, they look to the state, the corrupt state that will give them the privilege to take away the rights of those that tolerate their crimes. And that's exactly what they're doing, friends. You give them an inch, they'll take you a mile. And you got to understand, friends, you're not dealing with people that are ruled by law. They're at war with the lawgiver. Last Tuesday was the 6th anniversary of the famous fake hate crime of Carrie Dunn at Claremont McKinney College. In case you missed the story way back then, Dunn, a visiting psychology professor at CMC, was scheduled to speak at a campus forum on racism. And during her talk, she shocked the audience by announcing that she had been, that very day, the victim of a hate crime. Ta-da! How convenient. Her car had been vandalized, its windows smashed, tires slashed, and profane anti-Semitic graffiti covered the wreckage. The campus was shocked. CMC and all four of its sister's colleges canceled classes. They didn't even do that on 9/11. An emotional student body held a giant rally against racism. The riveting spectacle was covered by network news. Yes, of course it was. And you can rest assured, friends, she was probably paid to do it. And you just didn't know the difference. Remember Soros paying for what happened in Ferguson? See, the problem in Ferguson, friends, is it just didn't happen the way that they wanted it to happen. See, it fell back on them. Just like going back to the Zimmerman case, it fell back on them because they didn't want you to look into the details of the case. See, it didn't work for them. You see how this works? And see, these are the same people that mean to put you on some hate list website so they can put out a jihad out on your life like Rachel Maddow did with me, my wife, and my four boys. Well, everybody sat back and laughed it off like it was no big deal. Of course it's not. Not until it comes to your door. And sooner or later, if you roll over in the face of this, it will come to your front door because we see in Canada, hey, folks, when the radical homosexuals got their way, they had to snuff out the name of God. They had to get rid of that state printer, that country's preamble. They had to get rid of Almighty God. And the first thing they did when they got their way is they had to attack the church. They told the church who they were going to marry and who they weren't going to marry. And the second thing they did is, well, they had to go after the homeschoolers. And they told the homeschoolers, no longer will you tell your children that homosexuality is an abomination. And that wasn't good enough for the radical homosexuals. Well, my goodness, they had to go after the little boys there, and they said that they wanted the age of anal consent lowered from 16 years old to 14 years old in that country. Gay marriage, friends? Really? Who told you that? Who told you that? And I know over in America, for the most part, well, most people think, well, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I don't see anything wrong with that. I mean, we heard our friends over on Fox News say there's nothing wrong with homosexual marriage. Hey, folks, it's time to turn the dial because you're listening to an idiot or a fool that is setting you up for the fall. Oh, there's nothing wrong with it. No, do your homework, friends. There's a whole lot wrong with it. And I'll tell you what, it's always safest for us to listen to God the first time. We don't have to wait until God actually judges that nation before we respond. It's always a good idea to do that before He judges the nation. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Talking about a fake hate crime of Carrie Dunn at Claremont McKinney College. And we've seen all the uproar that she created. Now, undoubtedly, the whole affair would have been a great career boost for Dunn if only two students hadn't seen her doing all the vandalism herself. Dunn lost her job, of course, and also went to prison for lying to federal investigators and for insurance fraud. She claimed that $1,700 worth of items, including a laptop computer, had been stolen by the hate crime boogeyman. These items were later found in a closet in Dunn's home. Folks, I could sit on the radio for the next 6 hours reading off the stories of these people that have been busted creating their own hate crimes. Now, Dunn might have avoided prison if she hadn't tried to cash in, but her long years of education at the University of Nebraska, Lincoln, where she earned both a PhD and a JD, were not sufficient to instill in her an appreciation for the risk associated with perjury and fraud. And by the way, she wasn't even Jewish. Wow! Wow! Really? Yes! She wasn't even Jewish, friends! See, these people hate themselves. They're reprobates. They have no sense of judgment of right and wrong. They set themselves against the Creator that created them for their glory, not for their damnation, but that's up to them, right? Dunn-like stories have become all too familiar. Recently, we have watched for the news drama at UCSD in San Diego, brought to us by as a yet-identified minority student who finally admitted to placing the noose, as we just highlighted a couple minutes ago. We had another one, friends, where this girl kept putting a noose on her front door, and what the cops did is they actually filmed it, and they found out the person that was putting the noose on the door was the one that lived in the apartment of the door where the noose was. I mean, folks, it goes on. I mean, we've had adults get busted doing this in Texas. Two grown women kill the gays they put on their garage door. The FBI got involved, and I'll tell you what, it turned upside down really quick because we had some good guys in the FBI doing their job at that particular point saying, wait a second, she did this. Yeah. Oh, no, wait a second, her partner did this. Yep. Folks, this is deep. It goes really deep. Going over to the manifesto, the Gay Manifesto by Michael Swift, first published in Gay Community News February 15th, 1987. Remember it started out, "We shall sodomize your sons"? Remember how it talks about if you're no longer satisfied with your men, speaking to the women, we'll take them to ourselves. Then they started to threaten all banning homosexual activity will be revoked. Then it talks about how we shall write poems of the love between men, who shall stage plays in which men openly caress men. Then they talk about our writers and artists will make love between men fashionable and will succeed because we adapt at lifestyles. We will eliminate heterosexual liaisons through usage of the devices of wit and ridicule, devices which are skilled in employing. We will unmask the powerful homosexuals who masquerade as or as heterosexuals. Oh, by the way, friends, isn't it interesting how we just seen NASCAR talk about how I can hear everything you're doing in there. Isn't it interesting how NASCAR just picked it up and said, listen, we're not going to be a part of any of this exclusivity, man. You know, if you're going to discriminate against the homosexuals, if you're going to discriminate against any of them, we're not going to embrace this. Folks, it's because they're a part of the alliance. This is why you're seeing these companies at large. Once one does it, like Target did, how did that work out for them? Isn't it interesting that when one company does it, all of a sudden you'll see a whole slew of them? It's because they're an alliance. But I want you to understand something. My father is he who disannuls the covenant of death. He is the one that disannuls the covenant of hell. And the way that he does that is he gets preachers to speak forth to the people as to what the facts are. Okay? And that's exactly why we're doing what we're doing once again. Going back to the Gay Manifesto, which is in the Congressional Record. In other words, Congress knows of this, friends. They said, we will unmask the powerful homosexuals who masquerade as heterosexuals. Michael said, you will be shocked and frightened when you find out that your president and their sons, your industrialists, your senators, your mayors, your generals, your athletes, your film stars, your television personalities, your civic leaders, your priests are not the safe, familiar, heterosexual figures you assume them to be. Michael Swift said, we are everywhere. We have infiltrated your ranks. Be careful when you speak of the homosexuals because we are always among you. Ooh. Oh. All you big men out there, you better bend the knee and capitulate in front of these men that think they're women. And all, isn't it interesting, friends, the man acts like the woman and the woman acts like the man, and you're not seeing the problem here, friends? I was in Washington, D.C. a couple years back. I seen one lesbian couple, yep, out of that whole city the whole time I was there. Boy, there were so many of them. Wow, there's just so many of them. What do we do about this? But I remember the one woman, she was dressed like a man, she had a short haircut. And then her girlfriend, her partner was sitting over there, and one was acting as the man and one was acting as the woman. Why? Because nature itself teaches us that. Are you understanding, friends, why these were called crimes against nature, and they still are? Do you understand now why in our state statutes these are illegal in our constitutional republic? They always will be, friends. Do you understand why they're called mentally ill? Do you understand that why in 1962 they were teaching students to turn these sort of people into the authorities? Now you've given a power over to the corrupt where they become the authority, and now they're working it against you because they're oppressed, say they. They're oppressed. Folks, Michael goes on. He said, we are everywhere. We have infiltrated your ranks. Be careful when you speak of the homosexuals because we are always among you. We may be sitting across the desk from you. I hope you're listening to me. How does that sound? We may be sleeping in the same bed with you. Folks, there's some sick-minded people. There will be no compromise, said Michael. We are not middle-class weaklings. We shall conquer the world because we are warriors inspired by, banded together by homosexual love to honor, and are invincible, as were the ancient Greek soldiers. The family unit spawning ground of lies, betrayals, mediocrity, hypocrisy, and violence will be abolished. The family unit, which only dampens imagination and curbs free will, must be eliminated. Perfect boys will be conceived and grown into the genetic laboratory. They will be bonded together in a communal setting under the control and instructions of homosexual savants. All churches who condemn us will be closed. Our only gods are handsome young men. We adhere to a cult of beauty, moral, and aesthetic. All that is ugly and vulgar and banal will be annihilated since we are alienated from middle-class heterosexual conventions. We are free to live our lives according to the dictates of the pure imagination. For us, too much is not enough. Wow. The exquisite society to emerge will be governed by an elite compromised of gay poets. One of the major requirements for a position of power in the new society of homoeroticism will be indulgence in it. Greek passion, any man contained with heterosexual lust will be automatically barred from a position of influence. All males who insist on remaining stupidly heterosexual will be tried in homosexual courts of justice and will become invisible men. This is why they're trying to set up human rights commissions, friends, across the United States. This is what they're doing in Canada right now. They want to give power to human rights panels to indict, to charge. They have no business doing that whatsoever. We shall rewrite history, said this radical homosexual. History filled and debased with your heterosexual lies and distortions. We shall portray the homosexual of the great leaders and thinkers who have shaped the world. We will demonstrate that homosexuality and intelligence and imagination are inextricably linked, and that homosexuality is a requirement for true nobility, true beauty in a man. And finally, we shall be a victorious because we are a fueled with the ferocious bitterness of oppressed who have been forced to play seemingly bits and parts in your dumb heterosexual shows throughout the ages. We too are capable of firing guns and manning the barricades of the ultimate revolution. Tremble, hetero swine, when we shall appear before you without our mask. These are the victims. These are the victims, friends. And this is the tip of the iceberg. I can go over and I can tell you exactly what government officials have said, what they have done. And folks, the writing is on the wall. The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. What are you doing about it, friends? Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23. See ya!
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.